Schools reopen Monday under new tech rules, with safety gaps still unfilled. More than 100,000 San Diego Unified School District students returned to class Monday, August 10th, under technology restrictions the school board approved unanimously earlier this summer. Beginning with the first day of the 2026-27 school year, YouTube and non-instructional gaming are blocked on student Chromebooks, and computer carts are being removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. Board Trustee Shauna Hazan has confirmed that a committee of teachers and school leaders will convene this month to shape further phases of the policy, with a formal assessment scheduled for January 2027. Pedestrian safety near several campuses remains an urgent and unresolved concern heading into the first day of school. San Diego Unified released a comprehensive list of proposed infrastructure improvements, including new crosswalks near La Jolla schools, following community advocacy sparked by the death of a 12-year-old student struck while walking to school in the Lake Murray area. A 35-page district safety survey identified more than 100 infrastructure requests. Many of those improvements will not be complete before Monday. The technology policy, though supported by a unanimous board vote, carries implementation risks worth monitoring. At the scale of a large urban district, consistent Chromebook configuration across dozens of campuses is technically complex, and teachers who rely on YouTube-hosted instructional content must proactively seek whitelisting approvals before Monday. The January 2027 assessment, specifically whether it is released publicly in full, and whether teacher survey data meaningfully shapes phase two of the policy, will be the clearest indicator of whether the district is genuinely evaluating outcomes or ratifying a decision already made. On the sports side, the Padres host the Houston Astros at Petco Park tonight at 6:40 p.m., with left-hander Robbie Ray, acquired from the San Francisco Giants before the trade deadline, with San Francisco absorbing part of his remaining $7.4 million salary, getting the start. San Diego enters the series having won 8 of its last 9 games, sitting at 58-55 and one game behind Philadelphia for the final NL wildcard spot. The game broadcasts on Padres.tv with no local over-the-air option.